To sleep, and I started to think about dreams and these dreams that were hanging over my head that night, kind of as you're just drifting off to sleep. So oftentimes your dreams are kind of rolling out of your head, one thing after another, and you think, you know, if I could get up and write this down. Well, this particular night, I had this pretty clear vision of these dreams that were floating up over my head here, and sort of making these bubbles as they came out of my head, these kind of big, bulbous dream bubbles. And I started to wonder where these dreams went after they kind of came out and another one took their place. And I started picturing this huge dream pile sitting sort of on the side of my bed, piling up these ovular bubbles of dreams, piling up in all the dreams that I've had all my life. And thinking about this now, all the dreams that everybody has, all of you people out there every night as you're drifting up, and all of these dreams bubbling up. And where do they go? And I think I realized that somebody probably comes along in the middle of the night that we've never thought of before, scoops up all of these dreams into a big package and piles them and takes them far away someplace to this dream pile land. So somewhere out there, there's this huge mound of dreams, all the dreams that all of us have had all of our lives, mingling together into this big pile. It's the dream pile. So there's, you know, ugly, mean dreams and happy dreams and all mingling together into this one huge pile of sort of concepts that you could never even imagine, because you're usually either having like a happy dream, or you're having an ugly, mean dream, or maybe you're just kind of having an indifferent dream, but somewhere, if you can picture, all of these dreams are piled up into a huge mountain, a mountain of dreams. It just so happens that where all these dreams piled up, all the minglings of the different dreams sort of created this little hill and this little grassy knoll, and in it these two creatures came out that are the compilation of all the dreams you've ever had since you were a kid, everybody. One of them is this old man who's kind of, you know, a ratty old man dressed rattly, and he's got, you know, sort of one leg, and he's scraping along on the ground as he walks, and mean old man. And next to him is this dog that walks next to him, and this dog's name, of course, is
Harpua.
So here's Harpua, the ugly, mean dog. It's sort of a bulldog with saliva coming out of his mouth, you know, hair that's all in clumps coming on top of his head, and these big red bloodshot eyes coming out, evil fangs sticking out of his mouth. And the two of them walk along every day out of this little dreamland. There's other little creatures that came out of the dreamland too, but these two happen to be notorious from the dreamland. Let me get a little theme going here. So anyway, here in this dreamland, every once in a while, this dog, Harpua, and his evil master would go looking for a little action, a little fun, and they would kind of wander off looking for some kind of fresh meat, some kind of fresh kill, and that was what they would do. Well, somewhere down in the bottom of this grassy knoll, there was sort of a suburban area where a lot of these dreams were coming from. And in one little house, there was sort of a pink house and a blue house and a green house and a street, all the little nice little mailboxes lined up and all the little cars and looked all the same. And if you kind of come with us down the hill, down the street, and then take a left turn up into the window of this one particular little house, you go in there and you see sitting on the couch a young boy. He woke up a little while ago and he had dreams last night that went to the dream realm, but right now, he's sitting there, he's flicking channels on the TV, he's listening to his stereo, he's looking down next to him, he's petting his little cat, he's thinking of it, he loves so much, and it's really a beautiful day because the sun is shining in through the windows, and the stereo is playing, and he's petting his cat, he's looking down and he says, picks up the cat that is crying, and he says, I love you, little cat. You are the light of my life. You're everything to me. I love you. I love you so much. You're just such a beautiful kitty. I love you so much. Oh, you're always there for me. You're always there for me. My sweet little. Suddenly realizes the poster nutbag wants to go out for a walk on this particular day, so he opens up the door. The poster nutbag starts to walk out the door. And he walks on down the hall. And he said, Mother! Father! I wanna kill you! Mother! I wanna go for a walk. So he walks on down the hall and he walks on out the door and he walks on down the sidewalk, walks out onto the driveway and he walks across the lawn. He walks past a little tree in the front of the thing and he walks on down the road. Meanwhile, on the other side of the road, here comes the old man. Here comes Harpua walking too. They're looking for a little action, like I said before. So here you've got one side, you've got the old man Harpua walking down the road, and then on the other side, Poster Nutbag walking down the road. Harpua. Nutbag. Pua. Nutbag. Sick of teeth and flesh. Oh my god, I'm gonna be fatal! The storm's gone. Jenny?
Yes, Dad?
Jimmy, I have bad news.
What? Dad?
It's about your cat, Poe.
Poster, that bag?
Oh!